Curtis, hello.
Hello. Great to have you here.
Great to be here. We are overlooking this incredible field from the press area, which is fantastic. Tell us a little bit about just this field and what's happened over the years with this facility. And you were talking about just how proud the city is of this organization, but also of this location.
Yeah, I mean, we were in Clune Municipal Stadium over there on the lakefront for years, and we leased it from the Cleveland Browns, the football team. So to have our own facility, and we moved in here in 1994, it was kind of, to our fans, they'd never experienced or seen anything like it. Yeah. And we've taken a lot of pride in this, and it's really a jewel of Major League Baseball, especially of Northeast Ohio, that we continue to evolve with renovations. We did major renovations in 15 and 16, and then we're moving into phase two of a renovation right now. We extended our lease 2 years ago. So we're committed to Cleveland for at least 15 years and maybe another 25 in this facility.
Now, this was kind of a template for other fields too, right? It suddenly shows up in the mid-90s and all the rest of baseball looks at this field and says, hey, we could do something like this. Is that kind of what happened?
No, it's true. Camden Yards was kind of the first.
Right.
We opened in 94, and then it was kind of that birth of these new look ballparks down in the city where you can have the cityscape as a footprint of the ballpark. And, you know, from then it's been like that boom. Yeah. But we were kind of on the front end.
I'll just say quickly, congratulations for a team that is number one in their division. I am very, very jealous. Tell me about the state of the team right now and the feeling from the fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a fun year. It's the third straight year we're the youngest team in Major League Baseball. And 2 years ago, we kind of came out of nowhere and had a really good run in the division series against the Yankees in Game 5 and had a tough loss. Last year, we kind of regressed a little. Hall of Fame manager Terry Francona finished his last year, 11 years with us. And, you know, that opened an opportunity for someone new to come in and have a look. And we missed Tito, but new manager Stephen Vogt, who was done playing only 2 years ago,
wow,
took over the leadership and a lot of similar qualities to Tito, knowing how to get everything out of whether you're the star on the team or the 26th man. And he did it all. He was an all-star with the Oakland A's, but he was also the 26th man on like the Atlanta Braves.
Right,
so
right.
He knows how to connect with the players, and we've seen that leadership from day one.
One of the elements about this park that I love, and typically with the American parks that I've been to, is that there's a great culture of sort of spirit and participation, but also a great sort of food culture,
yes,
too. And so, I don't know, are there a couple of favorites that the fans just love to eat when they're here?
I'm glad you picked up on that. Yeah. In those renovations in 15 and 16, we wanted to connect and bring that Cleveland experience. We're a very foodie town.
Yeah.
Bring that into the ballpark. So people from out of town, they can experience Cleveland being here at the ballpark. So
yeah,
whether that's Momocho or Barrio's Nachos or Fathead Brewing Company or Ohio City Burrito, we're bringing, those are actual local businesses that are in the ballpark. When you think of baseball, you always think of food and beverage.
Yeah.
Two go hand in hand.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about the phases that you're working on and what this field is when completion happens. I mean, a field is never, ever totally done, right? But what are the big additions that you're looking at?
So this year on opening day, we unveiled kind of the upper deck. We had not touched the upper deck experience at all since the ballpark opened in 94. So for many years, our group experience was a circus tent outside the ballpark. So finally, that space in right field called the Paul Davis Pennant District,
yeah,
up there is now a group space that we can accommodate up to 2,000 different groups. You can break them up in 500s or rent out the whole space. That's been a game changer for that element of the business. And then out to the left field is a terrace garden. You know, we've created this ballpark pass, which $49 gets you into every ballpark, standing room only. In 15 and 16, the corner bar was a pivotal point in kind of the ballpark experience. We're adding more spaces like that.
Right.
People just want to come and hang out.
Yeah.
So up in left field, we have the new terrace garden. So that was this year's phase one. Phase two is going to be finishing off the restaurant that used to be in left field called the Terrace Club. We're now going to convert that into two spaces, a season ticket holder space that's going to have like couches and more of a social, upscale social space. And then we're going to create a beer and food hall that's open to the public.
Right.
We have a new area going behind home plate, and it's going to be a new dugout club called the Carnegie Club. Altogether, it's $250 million of renovations.
Quickly to touch on the $49 pass.
Yeah.
That's for a whole season, is that right?
So by month.
By month. Okay, so $49 a month.
You automatically roll into the next month unless you buy out. What happens when the people that jump out, then there's people ready to jump back in. So we've tapped out of it. It's been a huge success.
I bet it has. And that standing room, and that just, I mean, I hate to say it, but a lot of these sporting events throughout North America, include certainly in Toronto, you know, it does start to price a certain part of the population out in the days we live in. And to have something like that is Pretty nice.
The percentage of new fans that had never purchased a product, we were blown away last year when we rolled it out. We were 41% higher in attendance from 22. So that was a big jump. And then this year we're 20% higher. So, you know, while we're giving up a cheap product, we're getting people excited to be here, right. And then that's expanding and creating a lot of energy and reason why people want to be at the ballpark.
So I'm 22 years old. I'm buying my $50 month pass, and then maybe when I'm 26.
Bingo.
I see how this works.
Yeah. You get him in early.
Yeah. Curtis, this is a real pleasure. Thank you for having me, and we're excited to talk about this in Toronto.
Appreciate visiting Cleveland.